Free Talk Live.
You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. Main feature allows you, the listener, to control the content of our website. When you go to freetalklive.com, all that stuff that you see there, the main section of the site, all created by listeners like you. You find something online you think is pretty cool, think our listeners would enjoy seeing or watching or listening to or whatever, because you can pretty much submit anything, whether it's a blog post or a news article or a video or anything you find, you submit the URL to the website. It pops up. Other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike it. And then the most liked will make it to the front page of the website and the top, meaning we're more likely to see it and more likely to discuss it. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Oh, coming up here, Mark and I know that I don't want to pull this on you, but I know that we didn't get to something last night that we promised that we were going to get to, and that was the 200 fireworks. So when you get a chance, pull that up. We'll definitely talk about that. 200 fireworks just slipping past those security experts at the TSA. We'll tell you more about that. And plus, kind of, you know, now and then on Free Talk Live, we like to talk business. We like to talk a little bit of shop. Like to talk about the talk radio industry to some extent. And actually, before the show, Mark, you and I spent about an hour on the phone doing an interview with one of the movers and shakers in the business, a guy named Randall Bloomquist, who is a longtime talk radio program director, now consultant, now does I guess writing work basically for the industry. And so that's going to be included. Maybe not tonight.
Tonight.
Is it going to be? Because you've got
tonight.
Another thing you recorded, too.
Right, that's tomorrow night.
Okay. So that's going to be in tonight's show and as part of the podcast.
Right, so you have to go to freetalklive.com if you want to hear that interview. Randall is, by the way, a big-time libertarian, and that's, you know, sort of the reason for the interview.
Yep.
The other interview that I did today was Daniel Lockemacher, who is the guy that managed to get – listen to these descriptions that I get into one sentence here. He was discharged within 4 months of filing conscientious objector status while in the Navy and was honorably discharged.
One more time.
Discharged within 4 months of filing conscientious objector status.
Honorably discharged.
Honorably discharged from the Navy.
I'll be damned.
Yep. So, amazing. He's got an amazing story and
that's
has the ability.
Night.
Yeah, that'll be attached to tomorrow night's show and has the ability to help anybody who's in the military now who wishes to get out.
Now, maybe if you're new to talk radio, if you are somebody who's like me and you're just disgusted in general by talk radio and the kinds of shows that are out there, you may or may not be familiar with a name like Dr. Laura. Dr. Laura is a name that kind of rings a little wider than talk radio. She's had a television career. She's appeared
books.
Here and there, books, etc. And she's had some interesting things happen to her. We're going to give you some more news about her in a little bit here and talk about what one of my problems with her is, and share that with you. Of course, you're also welcome to bring up anything at 800-259-9231. Also on the way here tonight, so we may be hearing about the drinking game, the city council drinking game that made international headlines a couple of weeks ago out of our very own Keene, New Hampshire. That may be that should be taking place as we speak, so we will be updated on that. I think Sean's going to come pay a visit here a little bit later to let us know what happened. But we're going to go to your phone calls first. You can take control of the airwaves. Jim is listening in Iowa via our studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I first wanted to share a celebration of what I just did last night. I put a video on YouTube, and the reason I'm calling Free Talk Live is because of how much influence your show has had on this video.
Oh, thanks. What is it?
The video is called Freedom, Why Government is Immoral.
All right.
I noticed that there wasn't really much literature up there on YouTube regarding that topic, specifically addressing that, so I wanted to bring that up. And it was the PowerPoint presentation that's on there was originally I originally made that to present to a group that I wanted to start in my hometown.
What sort of group?
Like a libertarian group, but I kept hearing Ian's voice in my head over and over again saying, well, it's not New Hampshire, so you're not going to have anybody there. So,
well, I hope you can prove me wrong. I would love to see some sort of liberty explosion somewhere of, you know, super activists getting out there and kicking butt for freedom. I mean,
right.
Not in a violent kind of way, but a fun kind of butt-kicking way. Anyway, go ahead.
Right. So I thought, well, you know, I probably am not going to succeed in that as much as I could if I put that on YouTube. So I did that. But then my question that stems from that is I have several images that I put up on my PowerPoint that I found from Googling and just, you know, copying, pasting images from the Internet. It was kind of on the back of my mind throughout the whole time I was making it, but it wasn't until these last couple days that I've been really nervous about it, even though I shouldn't be. And it has to deal with copyright infringement. You guys have talked about this for several weeks. And I just wanted to hear your perspective on, you know, what kind of ramifications would there be for posting copyrighted images on a PowerPoint presentation. For example, I have an image of Walmart up there. You know, what type of consequences would there be?
An image of Walmart that someone else took and has claimed a copyright on?
I don't even know what images are copyrighted or not, or if they're public domain.
Well, I think most people would probably, most people that believe in copyright would say that anything they take is automatically copyrighted. I don't know
that that's entirely, I don't believe that to be a true statement. However, they may very well try to bluster you into taking them down, at which point, that you know, that I don't see any reason why you couldn't find some other picture of Walmart.
Yeah, the liability is...
Right,
the
liability is zero, about zero. Basically, unless you have this super popular video, then you're not going to hear anything about it.
And you're making money also. That would be another factor.
Well, I don't know that it necessarily is, but it's a super popular video, and the worst thing that's going to happen is YouTube pulls it.
Pretty much.
Okay. And they may not even tell you. So you
they'll
have
tell
to
you.
Check.
They'll send you a message.
You'll have to check on a regular basis to find that out. And
I'm pretty sure they send you a notice when they pull
you
down
should
your
be
video.
So lucky as to have this problem. And I can tell you that many people in all kinds of media concern themselves with it. And Free Talk Live, we've been, you know, I don't know what the rules are. We've been reading news stories and talking about things and never had an issue with this. The most, the only time that we ever had an issue with it at all was the F. Paul Wilson.
L. Neil Smith's
issue, and it didn't really have anything to do with Free Talk Live.
And he didn't really do anything about it either. He kind of blustered about it, made a big stink.
We both got traffic to our perspective.
Some publicity that came from it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're really concerned, what I would do is, if you're really worried, and like Mark said, there's not much to be concerned about, but go ahead and attribute. Go ahead and at the end of your video, put in the credits, photos, thanks to, and then wherever you got them from.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you've got much to worry about here. I think that much ado about nothing, my friend.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, well, I just encourage you guys and anybody else out there listening to YouTube Freedom, Why Government is Immoral.
Excellent. Thank you for that. I look forward to it, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for the
call. Thank
you. Yep, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Dr. Laura Schlesinger, incredibly successful talk radio host, the most successful female talk radio host in probably the world, if not certainly the United States.
At one point, that was certainly the case. I mean,
it's still the case.
Yeah,
she's number three overall, number one female.
I don't think she's number three anymore. I think that
last time I looked, she was tied for number three with about three other people. So there's Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, and Dr. Laura.
Yeah. Okay.
Although, to be fair, Mark, I have been looking through her affiliates list today, because that's what I do during the daytime, is I call radio stations to pitch Free Talk Live to them. And now that she's leaving radio, that's the big news, by the way, now that she's leaving radio, I've been calling the stations. And as usual, when you look at these radio stations' affiliates lists, or these radio shows' affiliates lists, you find out that they don't have all the affiliates they claim that they have.
Yeah, it's the dirty secret of radio, is that they put an affiliate on the list and they never take them off. If an affiliate ever added their show, then they never take it off. And if so, Free Talk Live would probably be over 100 stations right now.
We'd be darn close, yeah.
We would be. We could claim over 100 stations, and that would be, it'd be immoral. It's a lie.
Yes, this is true. All right, so Dr. Laura has quit radio, and she's a bit of a controversial personality. She doesn't really care too much for homosexuals, and I want to address that issue here, because that has been the source of some controversy amongst my industry people, the people that I've been trying to sell the show to. Some of them were upset about what I said about Dr. Laura. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale price.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program, Shrine shrine.freetalklive.com is the place to go. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
That's right. The the call-in line is sponsored by SACL CAI, and the principal over there at SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. And the great Osborneo has decided that he is going to use his live read spots to endorse anti-war during their fundraising campaign. So antiwar.com is your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years. It is having their quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give antiwar.com give to antiwar.com. It's antiwar.com/donate, or you can call Angela Keaton there. It's on the website and get her telephone number there. It's antiwar.com. You know, and we've read many of their articles here. I think they do an awesome job as far as foreign policy for people that love liberty.
That's right. 800-259-9231 is the number. Back to your phone calls here in moments. But just an update on what's going on with Dr. Laura. She is one of the most popular talk radio hosts in the business, and I don't really necessarily agree with much of what I've heard her say.
I think she's good on some family values things when you're talking about your family. The way to be sort of with your family, it's good. I mean, you know, I'm for the idea of parents raising kids.
She is a bit of a homophobe, though, in my opinion, and that's based on what I've read here. She's got there's some citations here on the Wikipedia article about her, where it points out that her television show, which failed, by the way. The claim here is that one of the reasons why it failed was because, and she's now quitting radio at the end of the year, so that's kind of the big news that has prompted this discussion. Schlesinger's views on homosexuality were a major factor in the show's undoing, according to Wikipedia. In the months leading up to the premiere of her TV talk show, Schlesinger called homosexuality a biological error. She expressed the view that homosexuality was acceptable as long as it wasn't public. Or those that were did not attempt to adopt children. She regularly compared LGBT parenting to pedophilia by reiterating her view that a, quote, huge portion of the male homosexual populace is predatory on young boys. It's completely unfounded. Completely unfounded. It's just being nasty and spreading horrible rumors. Schlesinger was frequently criticized in LGBT media for her view of homosexuality as a biological error and for her opposition to adoption. Media watchdog group began monitoring her.
I've
on-air
always
comments.
Found this adoption thing interesting. The idea that somehow you're supposed to take this kid that would otherwise go into a foster home, and you know he you'd prefer to put them in a foster home than you would in a family with two. Parents. It just doesn't make any sense to me. The two gay parents,
who are really, in many cases, as loving as anybody else. I've met gay couples in the past, and they're just the ones I've met, some of the nicest folks.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. There's plenty of kids in this world that could use parenting as good as some of these families could provide.
There's plenty of kids waiting to be adopted.
Even if you consider it suboptimal, and I can understand why you might consider it suboptimal. To consider
maybe
it,
if you were a bigot or something.
I can see why you would consider it that way. I mean, I get why you would consider it that way. But the idea that would be your only criteria. Like, anybody can go out there and adopt that's heterosexual, any drunken...
Any yuckadoo.
Any idiots, any pedophile that happens to have a wife. Anybody is okay as long as we don't give them to a gay person.
Well, I mean, the drunken idiots would probably have to clean themselves up a little bit just to make it look like they weren't. If they were a pedophile, they'd probably have to pretend like they're not in order to get the kid adopted. But yeah, as long as you're in there and you're a couple, you'll probably get the kid, right?
That's the idea behind it all. The only real criteria here is heterosexuality, and it's just a bad criteria.
According to the Canadian Broadcast Standards Council, they ruled that her consistent characterization of the sexual behavior of gays and lesbians as quote, abnormal, aberrant, deviant, disordered, dysfunctional, and an error constituted abusive discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and were in violation.
I disagree with that.
What's that now?
That it's abusive discrimination? I mean, some lady giving her opinion on the television?
Well, it's certainly not abusive, but it is certainly it's intolerant, and I find it despicable on her part. And
if a television station decides to take somebody off the air because they're getting pressure,
they can take them off for whatever they want.
Right, they can take them off for whatever they want. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, we're in a time of change here, and people are going to have their opinions one way or the other. And their opinion is their opinion, and they should be allowed to have that.
Well, they can. Nobody said she couldn't have her opinion. They just didn't want her on their, you know, television
station. They're using legal terms like discrimination and all these other terms. And, I don't know if I go for that.
Well, I was really only sharing that to give you an idea of what this woman said about gay people. And, you know, you can't take that back, right? And she did try to apologize, just like she tried to apologize recently for saying the N-word multiple times. This just happened a couple weeks ago on her radio show. She used the N-word something like 11 times in 2 minutes or something.
By 4 minutes or something.
4 minutes. Yeah. Now, you if you actually play the audio back, you can kind of understand where she was coming from. And, you know, I certainly support her right to be to have free speech and everything like that.
She wasn't being racist in using the N-word. She was using it just to, you know, sort of make a point. And I personally won't use it. I've definitely used it in my life, but I've decided that it doesn't forward the conversation for me.
Right. Well, just like me using the C-word over and over again to make some sort of point would be a little bit rude. It would just be a little rude. And so there was a bit of hubbub about that, and now all of a sudden, a couple weeks later, she, out of the blue...
Not even a couple weeks.
Announced, yeah, like 11 days or something like that, announces that she is quitting radio at the end of the year. So she's going to let her contract run out to the end of the year, and then she's done with the radio business. And that's been, you know, kind of sending waves through the industry to some extent. So naturally, whenever somebody quits radio, I always send out an industry update to, like, my 600-something... program directors that I've got on this.
It's probably most of the talk stations in the nation.
Yeah, it's a good amount. I don't know if it's most of them. It's because there's still a lot of stations that have never heard of us.
Well, the suggestion would be
there are a couple thousand talk stations.
There are about 11,000 radio stations in America. Are you suggesting to me that 18% of stations, 16% of radio stations are talk?
I don't know, Mark. I know there are at least
radio
a couple
stations?
Thousand talk stations.
I don't think there are a couple of thousand talk stations.
Oh,
if
I'm telling
you
there are.
If you consider ones that have morning shows talk stations, then okay, I'll give you that. But
no,
that's not the same
that's
thing.
That's not what I'm talking about. So anyway, I sent out this email update to folks suggesting, and I acknowledged her accomplishments. I wrote that you've probably seen in this morning's various industry news emails, Dr. Laura, as one of the most widely heard and accomplished hosts in the business, is throwing in the towel on her radio career. The good news is she's going to work through the end of her contract, which means that if you're one of her affiliates, you'll have plenty of time to decide on a replacement. May I suggest Free Talk Live? Especially if you're delaying her show to evenings, et cetera. I said, but then I go on to say that she's a major change, or we're a major change from Dr. Laura. We have families too, of course, but our families value peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. We're not conservatives nor liberals, and while we support her right to say it and understand the context in which she used it, we don't use the N-word. Plus, Dr. Laura is a homophobe, while FTL's Friday Night co-host Dale is a gay man, and I got a bit of a rough response. I'll tell you about it.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Head on over to freetalklive.com, and you can follow our news updates. You can get them via email, follow our Twitter or Facebook, whichever way works best for you, the delivery method you prefer, you can have it. It's free. News.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Get your liberty message to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard at libertystickers.com. If you've got a business and you need to put together some stickers for your business, libertystickers.com, their sister organization, can make custom stickers for you. It's thebumpersticker.com. You can get there through libertystickers.com.
So after Dr. Laura, one of the most successful, popular talk show hosts in the business, the number one female talk show host out there, she called it quits. She's throwing in the towel. She's going to finish up the year, and then she's going to be done with her radio career. She's going to basically have books and then her YouTube channel, which, by the way, only has like 5,000 subscribers. It's not a whole lot.
Well, I don't know that her YouTube channel is the way that she – I mean, you know, I'm sure she's had best-selling books. So it may come as a surprise.
Yeah, but she was talking about how she's still going to get her word out through her books and the YouTube channel, and the Internet's going to be her method of delivery. She's not on TV. She's not going to be on radio. So she's going to be new media and old paper media.
She could very well eclipse our podcast in the first week.
Oh, probably. I mean, we've only got like 3,000 to 5,000 subscribers for our podcast. So, yeah, I'm not saying that. But this is Dr. Laura, the number one female talk show host. Only it's got 5,000 YouTube subscribers. I just found that interesting. So I sent out this email update to all my industry people, the program directors and such that kind of follow the show and are interested in what we're doing. And I made some comparisons between us and Dr. Laura. I said that, you know, that our family, we like families too, but our families value peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. And that was kind of a shot at her being very militaristic, her kids in the military or something like that. And she's always raising money for, you know, bombing people, supporting the people that that kill other people. We're not conservatives or liberals, and while we support her right to say it and understand the context in which she used it, we don't use the N-word. Plus, Dr. Laura's a homophobe, while FTL's Friday night co-host Dale is a gay man. And then I added in kind of a little joke. I said it's currently unknown if naked photos exist of any of the FTL crew, as they do of Dr. Laura, but we did once do an hour of the show on our webcam without our shirts. And the first response I got to this email, and there's like 600 people that received this email, the first response I got was from one of our program directors, somebody who already carries the show. And he wrote back. He thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it. The next response I got was a little bit lengthier from another one of our program directors.
If you send out something that has...
that takes an opinion. Yeah,
that takes an opinion. Some people are going to agree. Some people are going to disagree.
Yeah, and it wasn't as bad as the one where I talked about how I went to jail recently. That actually lost me 2 subscribers. They were upset because, I don't know, I must be a scumbag if I've gone to jail or something. They demanded to be removed. So no one has demanded to be removed. The numbers on the list haven't gone down. But one of the other program directors wrote me back this. Ian, unfortunate about Laura, I support your stance on her freedom of speech, and it's ridiculous that the N-word cannot be used in a conversation as an example. Why can certain races call each other the N-word and not get chastised?
I totally agree with that particular aspect. I think that it is discrimination to say that I can't say the N-word, but someone else can. So, and you'll find that many people who are, you know, that would identify as black will find it offensive as a white person if a white person uses the N-word, but they will not find it offensive if a black person uses it. And that, I'm afraid, is a very similar situation as saying, look, it's okay for white people to sit at my soda counter. It is not okay for black people. And, you know, that's just racism. Do I use the term? No. Because I don't feel it forwards the conversation.
I think it's disrespectful.
When black people have called my best friend, who is, you know, ethnically black, or at least partially, the N-word, I find it offensive. I get upset.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I'm not going to use that term anymore. If it makes me that upset, it could make someone else that upset.
Absolutely. He goes on to say, I do not agree with Laura being a homophobe. That is falling into the PC trap, the same one that applies to the N-word. While I agree that we're free to pursue our own lifestyles, to label someone a homophobe because they're outspoken about homosexuality, especially for religious reasons, is wrong. If that were the case, then you would also label me a homophobe. I don't bash people, I don't try to offend them, but I also view it the same way, if less outspoken, as Laura. My wife works with a gay man, we're good friends. My brother-in-law is gay, we simply don't discuss it. But I still don't agree with gay marriage and all the current issues surrounding it. We agree to disagree.
Well, to disagree with gay marriage isn't being homophobic. To disagree with gay marriage, there's all kinds of things around that.
Now, I wrote him back, and he went on a little bit more, but I wrote him back saying, look, I was trying to communicate an idea in one word, right? I was trying to, and this is a problem with trying to keep communication short. I mean, sometimes simple is good. In many cases, I believe shorter is better. But I didn't want to get into a lengthy explanation of what Dr. Laura had said about gay people and how that was, you know, I disagreed with that, etc. I just wanted to make a general statement about her viewpoint on gay people and how we're different on Free Talk Live. And I attempted to explain that. And so I would agree with him because I looked, you know, the definition of homophobe is a person who fears or hates homosexuals and homosexuality. And I don't know if that's a really accurate term for what Dr. Laura believes. I mean, she seems to be less than pleased with homosexuals. She seems to be, you know, wanting to not involve herself with them. I mean, she calls them biological errors. She thinks that they shouldn't be public, that homosexuals shouldn't be public about their homosexuality. So does that make her a homophobe? I guess that's my question. How do you feel about the term homophobe? Does it apply to somebody with those specific beliefs? Or do you consider that hatred, Mark, that she's spewing about homosexuals, or just...
It's not... Yes, is my short
you
answer.
You think so? Okay.
It's close.
Because I gave him that one. I said
it may not be hatred in that she hates homosexuals, because she'll say something like, well, you love the sinner, not the sin, blah, 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 blah. But she has a religious dogma that excludes a certain segment of the population. And religions have always been about who do you exclude and who do you include? And so when you have an exclusionary situation group, exclusionary group, yeah, that's about hate. That's all that's about. It's about exclusion, and exclusion is the step in front of hate.
You make a solid point.
Because, Ian, I am a super genius.
Anyway, I gave the guy the point, and I kind of apologize for really kind of summing that up in the one word. Because I don't – hatred, extreme hatred – she's definitely intolerant, right? She's definitely intolerant towards homosexuals.
So, I'm not saying it's extreme hatred. I don't even know what her feelings are. I've heard a few things. And, I can get some of the points that people make as far as gays not adopting children. I can get all of those points. I think that there are counterpoints that should be made. I can understand why some people don't want to see gays get married. I can get all those. We can discuss the finer points. But when it's just like, the gay agenda, we've got to fight back against the gay agenda. These PC people are trying to ruin our language. The queers are stealing Christmas. You're on that team. You may not hate gays, but you're on the team of that guy.
Would like to have, if you want to chime in on this, it's not really a real deep issue here. I'm just wondering, do you think I used the right word? I kind of feel like I did. Maybe intolerant towards homosexuals would have been a better, more accurate term. I mean, I was just banging this out one morning, and
you
that
could
was
probably,
the word I chose.
Yeah, whip it out and say something like, Dr. Laura's, had some things that are less than pleasant to say about gay people,
right.
And our Friday night co-host
is gay.
Like, if you would have said it in that fashion, and of course, it wouldn't have been quite as succinct. It would have dampened some of the reaction. Now,
been a smart move, because I called another station that was actually airing Dr. Laura, one that is not airing us. And the guy was basically offended by it. He said that, I read your email this morning, and you insulted one of my hosts, and you want me to take your show now?
And I was going to ask, what is the other fallout?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of inter-show rivalries? I mean, this is common. This increases listenership on your station. The morning show and the afternoon show going at it, hey, that's good for you, man.
Oh, yeah, I don't agree with what the guy said. In fact, I wrote him another email later, and I said, look, I apologize for offending you, but I've got opinions about these show hosts in the industry. Most of the hosts on your station, I probably don't agree with 100% of them. And I probably have things to say about them. I have nice things to say about some of them on one side. But
and you did.
Yeah, I did. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down Fat Hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the profits. Still the same great Amazon, same great service and selection, huge selection, dozens of categories, and a whole lot of items. You can even buy used if you want to, but if you're buying brand new, you're probably going to get free Super Saver shipping. That's available on a lot of their brand new items. So get your shopping done, enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, and you'll help Free Talk Live and get the stuff that you want and the stuff that you need. We were talking about Dr. Laura Schlesinger quitting radio. Some would say it was because she had some more controversy dust up over her use of the N-word 11 times. She claims that she's been thinking about leaving for the last year.
I'm sure she's very frustrated. And, you know, once you get to a certain level in radio, you can't turn around, to scratch your nose without getting somebody who has something to say about it. And these people really are, essentially, they call them a cyber lynch mob. They're organized on the Internet, and, they have something to say. Free Talk Live will, if all goes well, have this problem at some point. I mean, it's already turning on the free Keeners here in Keene. There's people organizing against the system activists.
Right. We'll get an update here on what's going on in the city council meeting with the drinking game round two. It's happening now as we speak. We'll get an update on that in a little bit. But just wanted to know, what is the definition of a homophobe? Did I use it correctly when I called Dr. Laura a homophobe? I feel like I was a little bit... I was exaggerating a little bit, perhaps, that homophobe was not quite an accurate statement.
I'll tell you, the homos in America think she's a homophobe.
Intolerant, I think, is probably a more accurate word, while homophobe, well, let's go to see what Stephanie has to say here. She's on the line in New Hampshire. Stephanie, you're on the amp lines. Hello there.
Ian, I don't think you should apologize or try to mitigate, what you said about Dr. Laura being a homophobe. I know I don't listen to her show, I'm not really familiar with her, but you said that she said basically that gay people should stay closeted or they shouldn't be public.
That's according to Wikipedia.
I just wonder why someone would say that unless she felt threatened by them somehow. I mean, what? That sounds like fear to me. I mean, why else would she say that they not be public? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, the definition of homophobe is intense fear of something, so or of a gay person or gay people. So I just don't know.
What if someone said something like, "Well, I'm not a misogynist. I just think women should stay at home and not work." You know, I mean, it's almost like that.
Yeah, I guess I suppose there's some difference between a person who is frightfully scared of homosexuals and a person who hates them. Or
hatred and fear is the definition of homophobe.
You know, I don't think there's anything to apologize for, but it may have been on the borderline of hyperbolic.
Hyperbolic, yeah, that was the word I was looking for.
You know, and that's all I would give them. Dr. Laura's made a career of her family values thing, and her family values thing means shooting people that disagree with us and, telling everybody who's not part of our little group they're bad.
Yeah, and the whole biological mistake thing? I mean, that's pretty – I mean, what if someone told you were a biological mistake because, you know, they think you're too stupid or something or too fat or – I mean, it's just
– it's despicable.
I mean, that's a really mean thing to say.
Yeah, it's mean. It's despicable. But
and from an evolutionary
– 5% of people, a biological mistake, isn't that about approximately the population that's gay?
I thought it was 10%.
They'll tell you all kinds of numbers. I've heard it's two. So and it really depends on where you're going to take them on the Kinsey scale, right? Regardless of all that, I would say from an evolutionary standpoint, we're all really biological mistakes, right? I mean, we're
what
all
does that mean?
Well, because there isn't the perfect human being, so therefore they're all mistakes.
I see where you're coming from. Stephanie, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it. I just don't think you should feel bad about that because I agree with you.
I didn't really feel bad. I just felt like I maybe used the wrong term in my haste. And I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
You know, and this biological mistake thing, this is what I think that the South Park people were getting at when they talk about those gingers. And, you know, redheads are going to be bred out in the relatively near future. Are they nature's biological mistake? I mean,
are redheads reducing in population?
Absolutely, it is a recessive gene. They're not they're not going to be around for very many more generations.
Interesting.
It's probably more accurate, at least as accurate, to call redheads biological mistakes as it is to call homosexuals, because that's not going anywhere. So
but that doesn't imply you hate redheads when you make that statement.
I don't hate redheads, so it doesn't sound that way.
However,
if I had a problem and I think redheads need to
stay inside their home,
dye their hair black.
Yeah.
Just act like the rest, act like the rest of us people with darker hair. I may not be scared of redheads, but I'm weird. You know, like that's a strange thing to say.
Let's continue with your phone calls. You can bring up what you want. Daniel's on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're listening to LRN.FM. What's up?
Well, I got a continuation on the census story. I called two or three months ago about they finally sent a real-life breathing census worker out to my house after I'd ignored three mailers.
And when was this that they sent it out? Because the mailers came out originally a few months ago.
I got them at the beginning of this year.
Okay.
And then I just threw them in the trash. A couple months later, some guy showed up, and I said, look, I don't have any quarrel with you, but I have no interest in participating with this stuff. And he went on his way, and I thought that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. I came home today, and on my gate was a notice of visit. And there's not much of the story here. Just they haven't forgotten about me, and they're still pestering me at this point. They want me to call this guy after 7 o'clock in the evening or arrange an interview or something, but it's going in the trash as well.
Okay. All right. Notice of visit. They're so friendly. I mean,
they love their little notices and things like that.
I mean, can they be any more just kind of brusque with you?
Weird.
Right. I mean, when for instance, FedEx or UPS or something like that will miss you, they'll leave you a little note that says, "We missed you." You know, or something that just kind of has a nicer sound to it.
Our apologies. Sorry.
Well, actually, before you get too far on that, it actually is worded pretty nicely. It says,
okay.
"Dear resident, sorry I missed you," and then it goes on to say, so really, it's not a threatening letter. And what's interesting about this particular one is that unlike the rest of the things I've gotten from them, there is no little reminder, little a light thread at the end like most of them do where it says, you know, you are required by law, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's devoid of those, which is kind of interesting. But I will give them credit. They decided not to open my gate and trespass. They actually stopped at the gate and then left the notice.
No, credit is due. Hopefully they will decide to not get nasty later on down the line, and I appreciate the update. Anything else you want to share?
Well, it was interesting because I haven't heard anything lately more about the census, and I had completely forgotten about it because I hadn't heard back from them in months. So mm-hmm. I just found it, you know, of interest that they haven't forgotten about me, at least.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen now because I know that there's somebody up here. I know someone who works for the census up here. We call him G-Man. And apparently he's going to be wrapping things up soon. They're going to be wrapping up their office, shutting it down. So at that point, I wonder if the notices will be coming from the Washington, D.C. office and if they will be any nicer or not so much. So it should be interesting to see how this pans out. Thanks for sharing that, man.
We'll see. But, you know, and the phone number he gave me on here looks like a personal phone number.
It may very well be.
So whatever that's worth, but appreciate it, guys. Keep it
thanks
good
for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
They may have little agents set up all over to sort of, you know, cover territories and like, we're just turning this territory over to you. You handle the last of these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder what their what is their compliance rate? Did anybody ever?
I don't know, but that's the whole thing is it just goes to, they don't know what their compliance rate is. You know, of the people that maybe got their forms, they might know, but they don't know. It's so ridiculous. The idea is you know that they can't get a full count of the population. So we know that the number they're going to come up with is a guess. Are they going to take you know, the amount of letters they sent out and guess? Or how are they going to come up with their number? They're never going to tell you, by the way. So they're going
well,
they've
been fudging it.
Yeah, they're going to make up their number in any way they feel like making up a number. They're going to go through the motions of counting people. They're not going to count everybody. So we know that their number is off. How much is it off by?
At the end of the day, they cash the paychecks, right?
Yeah, they don't have any idea what it's off by. It's silly. I asked the lady who came to my door, if I told you that I had two dozen Eskimos living in my house, would you have to write that down? She said yes.
There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. 200 fireworks slip past the TSA. Well, I think we'll finally get to that story. Of course, we'll also take your phone calls. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour two next. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.